This is Rafe Jenkins Podcast, E2E, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today, we are with Taylor Brown, and we're going to be talking about starting a business that's focused on helping people. Taylor, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. All right, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's Taylor Brown. I'm 20 years old. I'm originally from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and moved to Texas after Hurricane Katrina. Lived in Houston for a little while, then moved to Austin, and then went to college in Louisiana and recently moved back.
Awesome. So tell us about your business.
I run a nonprofit called The Safe Escape, and our organization aims to raise awareness about violence against women and men and to be a haven for college students escaping traumatic events and advocate on their behalf in hopes that one day that the people that have endured these traumatic events would feel safe and cared for and empowered to heal and become whole again.
Right. So why is this business so important to you?
Well, in life, I think we all wear labels and they're continually put on you by the society around you. And I've worn a lot of labels in my life, but the label that I've most recently worn is a victim of domestic violence. And for a year and a half of my life, I was torn down emotionally, physically beaten, and sexually assaulted. And I identified with this victim label for an extended time. But that label doesn't belong to me. And I think it's important to recall that you're in control of how you want to see a situation. And you get to decide your own outlook on a situation. And I have since then ripped off the name tag that I was wearing that said, "Hello, my name is the broken, insecure victim," and designed my own. And I think that when you let God do the mending, broken things can become blessed things. And he's like an artist taking all of the shattered glass in our life and forming a beautiful mosaic of new life. And you can use that pain that you've experienced to see yourself, to better yourself, and to see the world differently and help someone who's going through what you did. And God called me out by name to do all three. And it's a calling on my heart to write a book and then start this nonprofit that I started to support the women who have been through similar things as I have been through.
Oh. I'm sorry you went through that. So tell us a little bit more about, I guess not in detail. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I guess tell us why it's so important to have assistance like you have, like your nonprofit is giving. Why is it important?
It's important because never before in our history have young men and women been called to help fight issues related to human rights and social justice. And I think this battle cry becomes even more pressing as we become aware of the current statistics related to sexual assault on college campuses and universities. And they're horrifying. And according to National Sexual Violence Resource Center, 1 in 5 women and 1 in 16 men will be sexually assaulted while in college, and 90% of those victims will not report the assault. And I went and I reached out for help, and that help was denied to me. There was a program on my campus that was meant to help people, and yet I was still pushed under the rug because my university had already been going through some pretty hard hits on our reputation, and so it was easier for them to sweep me under the rug. And I want to make sure that nobody has ever swept under the rug again, and that I am the last person this would happen to, because since 1998 alone, there have been 17,700,000 men and women who have been raped, and I don't think that's okay, and I think that there needs to be an end to it, and I think there needs to be a place that people can go to help them heal and to help them become whole.
Right. So I know I have a nonprofit too, and I like this is a business, but this is a business where you're more focused on, helping people than actually making money for yourself. So I get it. But
exactly.
For most people out there who don't know how to start a nonprofit, like what are the steps and what type of paperwork and everything did you have to go through in order to get approved?
So you have to choose a name, and that normally goes through, you file with your state corporation's office. At least that's what I did. And then you file articles of incorporation, which are to make sure that you can, aren't difficult to do, and they aren't difficult to prepare, but you need to include specific language to ensure that you'll receive the tax exemption status. So while it's easy to do, it's really, 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 really important. And then from there, you apply with IRS for your tax exemption status, which is the 501c3. But then some smaller nonprofits may be eligible for a 1023 EZ, which is under the section of 501(c). And then some states you need to apply for a tax exemption, but some of them you don't. And then draft your bylaws and find a board and hold board meetings and obtain any license or permits that you need to.
Right. So did you do this all by yourself, like all the paperwork?
No, not at all.
Yeah, me either. I had another organization online do it all for me. So
I was very blessed in the fact that I had a community of people surrounding me and a CPA that has literally blown me away and been willing to help me and walked me literally through step by step of the process and was like, here, this is what we're going to do next. And I was very lucky in that aspect because I have a ton of people backing what I stand for and what I believe in. And so I was very blessed that I did not have to do that on my own. But I think that was kind of a God thing that people got put in my life at certain times that I would be able to do this so successfully and so quickly.
Awesome. All right, so this is the time in our program where I'm just opening it up to you to say whatever you want, so go ahead.
I really don't have a lot to say. My main thing is that that people shouldn't stand for this and that they should fight against it, and even if you see it happening, be active in stopping it and go out and make a difference in the world. And making a difference in the world doesn't have to be this huge thing that takes up all your time. It can just be one act of kindness. And, yeah.
That's awesome. Taylor, thank you so much for your time.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye. Okay,
bye.